Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, family. We've got Scott Sanderson on the phone with us right now. And, of course, we're going to talk CCA Austin, the banquet, second Thursday in May. You know, when I say that, you think, that's a long ways off. No, it's not. It's basically a month off. Is that about? No, it's about a month and a half off, ain't it, Scott? Good morning, yeah. Scott.
Hello. How you doing, Ken?
Can't complain. Wouldn't do any good if I did.
No.
What are we about the second? Well, this is May. We're about a month off, ain't we?
A little under two. Yeah, it'll come up May 11. Yeah. We're here March 16 or so. So, yeah, it's going to be here very quickly.
It's going to be here in a hurry. What a party. It's going to be fun. There'll be a lot of people there. I guess y'all still got a table or two left.
Do have a table or two left. And, yeah, it will be a lot of fun. It always is. And, you know, bigger and better than ever. You know, just all kinds of new things. And, you know, it's just kind of the, you know, marquee event for, you know, our crowd in Austin every year.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's a lot of fun to put it on and see the enjoyment people have and the support people give us and the money we're able to raise for conservation for our Texas coastal resources. So it's just a feel-good all the way around for everyone, really.
I'm going to have Richard on next weekend, talking about the restaurants. And I'm looking forward to visiting with him. Apparently, there's a couple of new restaurants that's in. And I'm sitting there, we got to find out what kind of food they have. I mean, if it's anything like y'all have done in the past, it's all delicious. I mean, that's such, wow.
I can promise you it will be. He's doing a great job with that. You know, the Austin restaurants that support us are just amazing. They
yes.
bring a whole lot of one or two of their signature dishes. And, you know, we have 12 or 15 food stations, and you can just go around and have a little bit of everything or a lot of one. And it's just fantastic. It's, you know, just so much better than sitting down, in my opinion, just sitting down to a formal meal with a chicken breast and some green beans and mashed potatoes.
Much.
Yeah, like we said, you know, a million times, you can go around and get oysters, fresh shrimp.
Yep.
Wrap quail, corn dog shrimp, and all kinds of sliders. We just have so many great partners in the restaurant industry.
Barbecue, sausage, just so much great food. And then you can go back there in the back corner back there, and I can't think of the name of the ladies that make the cakes that are so damn good.
Blue, what's it called? Oh, goodness gracious. I'm sorry. I don't have that list. You know, we'll
have to look okay. Don't worry.
It was long, but yeah. Yeah, we added the dessert, I don't know, a few years ago, and that was a pretty big hit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just to finish up the evening.
And then y'all have had Tiff's Treats in there and yeah. in the past. And how do they keep the cookies warm all the time?
I don't know. It's their secret, I guess. I don't know how they do that. But, Tiff's Treats has been around a long, long time for us.
Yep. So, we're going to have
Blue. It's called Cakes Rock.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
And they make some really good dessert. I mean, some really good desserts.
Yeah.
And it's, it's going to be 1,500, 1,800. Outdoor sportsmen, you can talk hunting, fishing, you can go around looking at the silent auction items, you can bid on many items and auctions, and it's just so much fun.
It is, and Ken, it's important to note there, it's and ladies, you know, we've tried to make the event, you know, really nice enough to be and inclusive enough that women feel comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of folks bring their spouses, their girlfriends, and they'll feel comfortable. It's not just a, you know, rough and tumble beer and barbecue, you know, smoky room thing. You know, nice event. A lot of, you know, a lot of entertainment for them, too, in terms of, you know, different games to play and ways to engage and all the activities in the hall.
It is a good time to be had by the entire family, and that's what it's there for. It's the entire family that's going to benefit from it because it's our kids that benefit by having a place to go fishing and know that they're going to be able to catch fish there, the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, that's it. Just that Texas coast. It, you know, so much great work that everyone's enabled us to be a part of, you know, their participation in our different events, you know, be it hatchery programs, habitat restoration, research, you know, all kinds of things. So just to sustain and help that resource continue to be healthy as more and more people are chasing it. And we want people to catch fish, right? We are not a preservation organization. It's a conservation.
Yep.
Yeah. All like Life says all the time that hunting is conservation. Without the license money from hunters and fishermen, they'd be dead in the water, you know, all the great work that they do. So
all of the money that's raised there goes to our Texas Gulf Coast.
That's so, so true and very different than some organizations, but this is a CCA Texas event, and you're correct, Ken. Every dime goes to Texas. None of it leaks out to Louisiana or Alabama and all that. We have national organizations. Those states have their own state chapters. But all money raised in Texas stays in Texas for the good of Texas coastal resources.
It's a good organization. It's a great banquet, great time. And it's a big building, but where are y'all going to find a bigger one? How are you going to make it bigger?
You know, Ken, it's centrally located, so it works really well.
Yeah, it does.
Venues and, you know, and we don't ever want to get so big or get big at the expense of the experience. And, you know, it's just in the middle of town. People can come from downtown, not too far from people south, not too far from people north. You know, we've looked at, you know, other options to see if there's a way to do things better and just keep coming back to, you know, the Palmer Event Center because it allows us to have all the boats and trucks and, you know, games, you know, just a vast hall there that we can really put together a nice evening and program in and have it convenient to everyone.
It's a great time to be had by all. And also, you know, with the monies that they raise for grants and scholarships, that's what's so wonderful also. There's just so many things that you can do. One of our scholarships, we have him on the show pretty regular, and that's Dr. Greg Stuns. He got a scholarship from CCA. He has put his life now into the Gulf of Mexico.
That's true. That scholarship program, and it's not something that, you know, gets publicized a lot or we're really associated with. You know, a lot of organizations, that's their sole mission, kids scholarships. And, you know, it's something that we do in addition to all the work for the Texas Coastal Resources. But since its inception, STAR has funded almost $7 million in scholarships for kids.
Last time we had Billy on there, I like what he's talking about is how he's saying it, you don't have to just go to a college or a university. You can go to a trade school and learn a trade, and they paid for that. They just changed that a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, that $7 million stacks up.
Oh, yeah.
Really well against a lot of organizations. You know, and that's not to say anything except that, you know, thank you to everyone.
Yep.
Everybody's support membership allows us to do great work on a lot of different fronts.
Tell them about the annual night out. We got a couple of minutes.
the Angler's Night Out. Well, you know, we had that one last month that was just a smashing success there at Warren Wildlife Gallery. Rick Warren is just such a good friend and partner to offer up that venue to us. And now we'll be taking the month of May off because we have the big show, the banquet. But then, pick it right back up with another one in July. And, you know, those are just bi-monthly events. We have five times a year that are just a great way, really fun, a free night, just come and show up. And we always have a great speaker, guide or someone. And just a way to, stay engaged with CCA, for us to, give back the membership and through the year. And maybe some people that couldn't make the banquet, it's a way for them to make an event and stay in touch.
Yep. We had Jason on last week. And Jason, by the way, he did a great job. And Jason Magdalena is the president of CCA Austin this year, which, Scott, how long ago was it you were president?
I think 12 to 15, Ken, 2012 to 15.
Good gosh.
I believe that's correct.
Well, I know we've been doing this a long time, so that's probably about right. I've been doing the show for 13 years, so pretty much right after we started the show.
Well, I mean, Jake, I call him Mags, but he's doing a phenomenal job, and his team, right? It takes way more than one. Our board is tremendous, and it's been great to see how people – we welcome anyone at a board meeting to just come, sit, listen, raise your hand or not, but just kind of find your way, and we'll take any contribution. We're all volunteers. And Jason has a great team behind him, and I'm sure there are more coming down the road that want to help us do the great work as well.
Yep. We got to get out of here. Thank you, Scott. CCAAustin.org. You can buy tickets. You can get whatever there. Go check it out. You can find your tables, everything. And to Quartet or next, Central Texas Water Coalition. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Callahans. Joe Quartet or next.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.